denne podcasten møter du dansekunstnere og koreografene bak forestillingene som vises på Dansens Hus I Oslo. Her kan du høre om det som ligger bak forestillingene, kunstnerisk ambisjon, og om hva som foregår innenfor dansekunsten I samtiden.
I denne episoden møter du dansekunstnerne Orfe Schwit og Baura Sigfusdottir. Baura Sigfusdottir fra Island en danser og koreograf som siden 2019 har hatt bas I Oslo. Før det så arbeidet hun I Bryssel I 10 år. I arbeidet tar Baura utgangspunkt I improvisasjon der hun utvikler musikalske og koreografiske materialer med mange lag. Tilnærmingen hennes til dansen har fokus på menneskekroppen. Dens eksistens I samfunnet og sammenkobling med naturen. Arbeidet hennes personlig, visuelt og fantasifullt. Forestillingene hennes har blitt presentert på nasjonale og internasjonale festivaler, inkludert Reykjavik Arts Festival og Venezia Biennalen, for å nevne noen. Forestillingen hennes The Lover mottok 6 nominasjoner til de islandske scenekunstprisene I 2019, der Baura ble tildelt årets koreograf og årets danser. Orfe Schwit en fransk danser og koreograf som har hatt base I Oslo siden 2012. Hun opptatt av det kunstneriske samarbeidet og å arbeide på tvers av kunstuttrykk og medium I sitt koreografiske og danseriske arbeid. Dette kommer kanskje fra hennes erfaring fra film og filmstudier. Her I Norge har hun danset I produksjonene til Francesco Scavetta, Heine og Yukiko Avdal og Eivind Seljeseth. Hun har også samarbeidet med den norske eksperimentelle artisten Jenny Wahl om performative konserter og utstillinger. Hun kombinerer altså tverrfaglige interesser I sin kunstneriske praksis fra dans, tegning til eksperimentell skriving og videokunst. Og hennes eget kunstneriske arbeid bringer disse praksisene sammen. Welcome, Baura and Orfe. Thank you so much for speaking with me today here at Dansens Hus podcast. You are now at Rosendal Theater working with your performance, Fabulation.
Thank you for having us here.
It's great. Great yes. to be here. Yes. And not here.
Here, but not here. How and when did you decide that you wanted to work with dance? And I don't mean as a duo, I mean individually.
I don't know if it was like a real straight line for me, but I've been, you know, dancing as a child and blah. And then I worked in the ticket sale in the local dance festival at my hometown in France. Mm. You know, I was taking some dance classes, but I think I really fell in love with the lifestyle somehow. Like I remember all these artists coming to the festival and dancing and sharing and seeing also the backstage experience. I thought, wow, this is a great lifestyle. I want to live that kind of life. Or yeah, I remember thinking that yeah, maybe that could be a good sort of profession or a way to go. And then as I started, you know, trying to find an education or entering a dance school, I kind of encountered some obstacles and difficulties and terrible auditions. And then I found my home in Amsterdam and studied there. I think after a year, I decided, no, I'm going to do film. I went to film academy for half a year. Then I came back, made peace with dance again. And yeah, not like a very straight line for me. I think it was important for me, the idea, the community, or like the feeling of community that I felt with the dance world as, yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was coming from a bit naive place.
I think it sounds great. You found you saw something that really inspired you, and you found a lifestyle actually that was inspiring. So it's very aimed in a way. Also, I find it refreshing. Yeah.
Actually, when you say that, it reminds me actually of something else than I told you before. No, because I had done gymnastics and ballroom and Latin dance as a child, and then I had kind of been stopping that step by step in my teenage years. And when I started high school in Iceland, which was at 16 in Iceland, I had just studied for 3 months when there was a strike. In these 3 months, I was quite committed that I thought I would maybe become a doctor. I don't know. My mom is a nurse, and I had always been a lot in the hospital, and I always quite liked myself in that environment somehow. But then in the strike, we just suddenly, all these high school students had nothing to do. And then the Reykjavik City Theatre invited us to come, or the people who were doing the acting course, which I was doing on the side, because I always liked that as well. And they invited us just to come and spend some time. And we went there for several days, actually. It was quite amazing. Like a lot of people from different schools meeting, and they would just kind of make up some courses for us, some people there. And we got to see the Icelandic Dance Company. And I think I also just fell very much in love with this just magic of the theater. And especially when I saw the Icelandic Dance Company, I just never knew that this even existed, because I hadn't been exposed to that. And but then I just kind of, I went back to the high school and I studied a bit more, but I just lost a bit my, it was just not my main focus anymore. And then the year after I started to do dance classes, and I just, in the first class, it just felt so right and so interesting. Mm. Yeah, I mean, of course, I had some doubts on the way, or I don't know, should I study Japanese or go with dance? But I had some other interests. I always had a lot of different interests. But and then I met Orfe in Amsterdam.
I cannot imagine you not dancing. It's just it's so obvious that you had to do that.
Yeah. It feels very inevitable for me. So I think I kind of fell down the right path,
yes,
let's say. When I studied, I really studied with the aim of becoming a dancer and a performer, and then I found myself making work during my studies that felt a bit unfinished, and then that's how I kind of started creating choreographic works. It was just more out of this curiosity and desire of exploring the body as this visual entity, as this image space. So it was very much just this curiosity to move and to see what could appear and what that could communicate. And then I worked a bit with other choreographers as a dancer, but it just felt more at home to do my own creations.
What are you interested in exploring in your individual work as dance makers?
All my creations in some way or another been collaborations, in the sense of I've always seeked out searching artists that I'm curious about or interest me from other fields, whether it's musicians or visual artists or architect, light designer. It's quite wide also. And then maybe started with an idea and then brought in people. And then it's been very, I really love to work in collaborative processes where you have different kind of perspectives and ideas and inspiration arriving, and that the project can just also take us all along. Don't know, like it just kind of go with the flow, which is very much also what I feel we are experiencing now in fabulation. But I'm very, it was this very bodily curiosity and visual curiosity. I've also been very curious about how to communicate, or if it's possible to communicate kind of larger topics in society. So I did one work called The Lover, where I was exploring this relationship between humans and nature, and it's something that I would not have kind of thought through how to do that. But I also feel sometimes when you go into a process, the process can lead you to places that it's not to give either answers, but to kind of give some kind of an imagination about what that can be for me and for different people who experience the work. I guess in general, for me, I usually enter processes through the body as this visual image space of this body, of what you can see through the body. So that there's this body that appears on stage, but through movement and sometimes through repetitive movement or through small shifts or changes, that you start to see other things, maybe things beyond the body. So I'm very curious in this, how a body can bring you very, very present in the here and now, and we are here, or it can bring you quite far into your own thoughts and imaginations and yourself. So that's something that I like to explore. And I always really enjoy also when people come to experience the work that I do, to hear what the different experiences, to how different people perceive different things and differently. So I feel that also those kind of conversations really feed my processes further and each individual work.
I guess it's underlining the abstraction of the body in a way, which is so important in contemporary dance work and in contemporary performance as a general.
There's so many things I'm interested in. I feel that my interests are also a little bit selfish, or I love working with dance for the somatic space that it gives me to feel my body in many different ways or different layers, that it can transform who I am. It's during a short period of during a short period of time, but
yeah,
that possibility of dance kind of, yeah, the sensation, the somatic practice, I find that really within myself mind blowing. I love working
too.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then making work, I love form. I think I have this desire of sometimes, you know, seeing something that I find powerful for a long time. So I really like working with insisting on form, on the static things that can contain a lot of intensity and give a lot of meaning, or how much meaning, how much energy it give. I love to bring in different fields. I love, you know, working with sculptures, objects, video, music. Like, I find it very important to be as aware and as detailed as possible when I work. So I like this, all these fields coming together. And yeah, of course, this sharing, this funny art form that is funny, no? It's still something mysterious, I find, about dancing and performing.
Mysterious and, some magic in that.
Yes, yeah.
I guess that draws to your fascination of the lifestyle when you were younger
maybe,
as well.
Yes, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the magic and the playfulness and the opportunities that lies within the art form. So what made you want to create dance work together, and what are you interested in exploring in the choreographic collaboration that is Fabulation?
We actually met each other when we were studying in Amsterdam.
Yes.
And I remember doing a solo in the first year that you came to see.
Mm.
And then you came to see it again, which was a very...
I was enchanted by Bora's work.
I remember being so excited about it that Orfe, because she was in the second year and I was in the first year, that she came again to see my... So. But then we actually made a piece. So you made the solo for me.
In school, during school time. Yeah.
And it was just a really fun process, like really nice. It was like the best thing I did that year, I feel, in school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kept in touch as friends, and then always a bit, you know, following each other's work. I mean, I've sometimes, when I've been getting close to a premiere, I actually sent Orfe video of the work that I've been doing, and just asked her if she has time to look, and then we've spoken a bit about it. And now I got to be an outside eye a bit for your work, Think Power.
Yeah.
So I feel it's also grown a bit. Just it feels very organic to share our practices, and it's both as, I mean, as friends and as artists. And anyway, this is all just colliding.
Yeah.
For us. So then I feel Fabulation just grew out of this curiosity of actually working together to sharing our experiences over the past decade, I guess.
Yeah.
Already. Yeah. And to meet and to share this role as a dancer and choreographer, because that's something that we both do in our practices.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the work started in this very kind of simple idea of collaborating, dancing, choreographing together, this duet. And I think we were happy to start from such a basic point.
And to allow the work to grow from our meeting instead of arriving with an idea, to allow the idea to kind of emerge.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. And then also, I think that the fact that we work in a duet setting, as you work in this constellation, you kind of constantly go back and forth with ideas, and you do it physically. So there's this sort of, you know, you want to understand each other, so you share ideas physically, and you bounce this feeling of bouncing on and off from each other. And this kind of movement, I feel, started to emerge as something that could be the piece, or like this bouncing of ideas.
Yeah.
And then we had a bit more concrete ideas that came along, the idea of mimesis, also in connection to this setup of a dancer trying to work with another dancer and having to connect and to somehow mimic each other or share the vocabulary or grow together into something else. All these little details of working became sort of a thema for exploring more and more the idea of the piece, Fabulation.
Could you talk a bit more about the mimesis or mirroring? What is so fascinating with this phenomenon? Why you started working with this? I found it interesting that you called it, like, you know, bouncing from each other, almost like playing tennis, because you always have to run after the ball. So in a way, you are responding. And I guess mimesis. I'm a bit unsure of how to say it. But that is also all about responding, right?
Mimesis for me, and how we locked the term for us, is this ability to come close to something that is other and to somehow lose a part of yourself as you go into this idea of the other.
Yes.
We read some of Roger Calois' work. He talks about mimesis in the sort of natural world, where, you know, the insect imitates a leaf.
Yeah.
And he talks about it in such a nice poetic, it's a very beautiful the way he talks about it. He doesn't refer it as, you know, this idea of the insect needing to imitate its environment as a survival method, but more as a wish to become something else, or a wish to become space. And I, when we read this, it was like, wow, this is so connected to what we experience when we dance. I felt very connected to that.
Very much.
This having to connect to the other dancer, wanting to really how do you do this? Copying, getting your material into my body.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
That's the bouncing of materials. Yeah. And kind of losing a part of yourself because you're taking from the other, but then the other one is also taking from you. So that there is something very... just arrived this very particular material that's really us, just from this experience that
Yes, I feel mimesis. I feel it very connected to the practice of the dancer somehow.
Definitely. Yeah.
And with these quotes, it became very. It opened up the sort of a world where we could work from, or where we thought it was kind of interesting to work from.
Yeah. Mm.
How have you worked with scenography and music? And who are you working with?
With music, we work with Kim Muir and Eivind Lønning. So there are two composers composing together.
Mm.
And we liked that kind of setup, which mirrors our setup.
Mm.
And scenography is Kjersti Alm Eriksen, who started working with us in very early in the process.
And with her, I mean... We also just spoke about this ideas that we have shared with you, and we're curious also for how she would entry those from her own, just from through herself and her background, and then slowly she started to propose materials and colors and textures in the space. And Martin Mirvold does the light creation, and it's also very important his input, and it feels very collaborative in that way. It's kind of all these different we're kind of arriving together through these ideas, and it's great to have such a large nice team actually.
Maybe that the elements I feel that they maybe work on maybe two different planes, like this idea of the environment that we are in. And this idea of the fantastic, the otherworldly. I feel the music works on those two things.
Mm.
There's a lot of field recordings that kind of base things in somehow something recognizable.
Yeah.
And music that go into ideas of science fiction, the baroque, so I feel there's a bit this earth and...
earth and the sky.
Yeah.
The stage is a place for fantasy, and... I'm curious, how do you work with thoughts in relation to reality and fiction in this work?
Good question. Yeah. I mean, I guess we also just got interested in science fiction kind of through the lens of Donna Haraway and how she thinks of science fiction. And there's this quote. That's how science fiction is the writing. It's the fact that you are doing something that changes who you are immediately. And we just thought, what if the science fiction is the dancing? You know, so the fact that what you do changes you immediately. So there's something about this, also just this power of movement, like that, how it changes and transforms and shifts and... like what you said, a bit this magic of the theater. And I find that also a bit the magic of our art form, this transformative body and how the space, how you can just go places also as an audience member, just through what you see and hear and sense that you're brought somewhere else. So it's not just kind of our science fiction on stage, but it's also your own science fiction that is ongoing somehow. And then we were also curious about it just in this sense of this somatic entry of...
Yeah.
Yeah, like if I'm... I can say maybe like this, that I'm sensing that I'm moving through my skin and I'm... like the inside of my skin and maybe this question, is what I feel... Is it real what I feel? Or when you're really moving through something quite sensory or going...
Yeah, the experience of doing somatic exercises, just a warm up or your sensation of your body can be you can have maybe feel that you can sense your body like how it must be, but the sensation can also lead you to a completely fantastical, crazy feelings that are really interesting.
And very strong, quite powerful.
Very heavy bones or the skin is and all these sensations, I think we wanted to let them come out somehow so that through sensing, there is this kind of things that appear and that are quite strange, fantastic,
otherworldly.
So,
yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, I think but it's quite based in like sensing, trying to get into the like from the body somehow.
Yeah, and also there's this listening to the other, because also when we are speaking about bouncing material, I mean, one thing is what I will see and observe, or if I do, but there's that in combination with what I'm sensing and doing, and there's some kind of a play.
And what is built from these two
together.
It becomes when we work a lot with ornaments and add, you know, like there's a lot of ornamentation, I think, in what we do.
Yes.
And for me, that connects to a bit science fiction, and it's like, you know, a bit lush. We let somehow things come out.
Like let the body bloom.
Yeah. I don't know.
We have a lot of fun dancing together and creating together.
Dansens Hus podcast er en in-house produksjon laget av formidlingskonsulent Jonas Øren. Musikken er skapt av Basmo Beats, og mitt navn er CC Kolstad.